How'd the night go for the defending race winner?
Oh, not bad. Obviously, we weren't quite as hooked up as we were last year, but said compared to where we started, we really struggled yesterday, so we got a lot closer today, and hey, sixth place car was all we had, so the guys in front of us were really going, so said that's some nights that's all you got, so said we can't complain at all. The car wasn't bad or anything, nothing's really wrong, just we got beat by a few faster cars, that's all.
Is this a new car, or are you still waiting for a new car?
No, this is the old car. So the new car is ready, but we haven't had it out to test it anywhere, and I didn't want to bring it down here untested and, you know, have trouble all weekend. So I said, we'll figure bring the old one here, and then we run next Friday at Delaware, so we'll probably run this one there, and then after that, hopefully, we'll get to Lorraine. So,
any close calls for you tonight?
No, really, it was pretty good that way. Said everybody ran pretty clean, so we don't have any damage to speak of or anything like that. And said, no, it was good that way because everybody goes really fast here. If something does go wrong, it's usually messy.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your run tonight?
Oh, there's a Curry Steel's been the biggest supporter of us for years and years and years. Wells Foundry, Mobile Striping and Sweeping, plus all the guys that come to the races with us, work on the car. I mean, we couldn't do it without any of them. So, said the guys that put the money in and the guys that do the work. So it's a real team effort when it comes down to it. So said it keeps things going, and I got to thank my dad. And he spends as much or more time on the car than I do. So it's he's the main guy. So I've got to thank all those people.